This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. The rain and the mudslides and the storms in and around Southern California and the Bay Area. Gavin Newsom has proposals. He's poured a great deal of money into the homeless for shelter. It hasn't answered so far, and the numbers continue to climb or do not decline. Right now, the governor's looking at mental illness. Jeff, for some time you've said that the homeless are a product of drugs, yes, but also people who need supervision or lots of care, not just a roof over their heads, but lots of daily care. What is the governor proposing?
John, Governor Newsom unveiled a proposal for a ballot measure that would fund housing for people with mental illness. And right now, so this becomes the latest chapter in California's, 50-year history or, struggle with homelessness and behavioral health, as they call it. And it's something that people, of course, are welcoming, but they're also saying, here we go again. This is just another government program. And, of course, we're going to have to, pay. We're going to have to shoulder the burden for the things that government should have taken care of a long time ago.
And Karen Bass, the new mayor of Los Angeles, very popular, still popular. However, during the campaign, there was much debate about what is to be done with the homeless. This story, the LA Times, says not much has changed. What is the recommendation of the new mayor?
Well, the new mayor wants to incorporate a number of programs to fix things. And, she wants to, focus on taking care of the high profile sites and bringing more social workers and a whole host of other programs, multi-pronged effort. But it's been a lot of talk so far. And it stands in contrast to her challenger in the campaign, Rick Caruso, who said on day one, we're going to hire this many people. We're going to put them here and we're going to do this and that. And so far, it's just been a lot of talk, holding commissions, panels, that type of thing. So while people do like Karen Bass in L.A., generally speaking, and while they're glad that she's got some attention on the homelessness problem, nobody seems to have much confidence in her or her administration doing much to change it, especially anytime soon.
The people who were living around the center of Los Angeles, around the train station, camped out corner by corner, have they continued there during these bucketing rainstorms?
They have. Many of them try to find shelter elsewhere, maybe under freeway overpasses. Some do go to shelters temporarily, ones that they usually try to avoid. But really, these people are out in the elements 24/7, 365. And it's one of the sadder aspects of this. And this is also a time during inclement weather or freezing weather that they find that they have more of these people on the street who are dying or being very sick from all of this. So it's a very tough challenge. I know that the city and the county have a lot of people out there, extra people out there trying to rectify it or, provide some sort of mitigation. But overall, it's not good for them at all. It doesn't get any better. There aren't any more places to go because really LA is overtaxed. I'm not talking about taxes, but in terms of resources in every way, every day.
You have a very prominent mayor in Huntington Beach, Tony Strickland, but he's gotten himself in trouble. I'm not quite sure what he did, but how much trouble?
Well, he's in trouble with the state. You've got the, state attorney general, Rob Bonta, and you've got Newsom coming after him and a number of other agencies. And people are saying, look, you don't want to build, facilities for low income or even homeless there. And so we're going to come after you legally and we're going to try to come after you and put as much pressure on you personally as we can. But he's been standing strong and he's got a pretty strong group of voters behind him. So this is going to be kind of a, bare knuckles brawl for a while as the state, the people in Sacramento go after one of the most outspoken mayors, particularly in Orange County.
Let me understand this. The governor and the state legislature are telling Huntington Beach, part of Orange County, to build affordable housing that they have not built in Los Angeles County and the Bay Area. Is that correct?
In a sense, yes. In the Bay Area and Los Angeles, they do these piecemeal things here and there that, are sort of almost like virtue signaling when it comes to doing this kind of work. But Huntington Beach just said, they put their hand out and said, nope, We're done. We're not doing this at all. Now, there's another place up in Northern California called Elk Grove. It's not far from Sacramento. And they've been trying to, you know, stop the affordable housing situation up there. And they're also getting pushback from Rob Bonta. I predict if the state just doesn't overwhelm these communities with, you know, legal force, that you'll see other communities in the state that are like Huntington Beach and Elk Grove say, enough's enough. This isn't on us. You can't keep making us pay for your bad policies.
And also, Jeff, we're talking about the homeless in great legion numbers. Is there any expectation of when it could be solved if all this money comes through? Because before the Los Angeles election, there was much debate. But now there doesn't seem to be debate anymore. Everybody's in place. They have the power. They have the money. Are they giving you a date when you could see the population decline?
None whatsoever. It is amazing. It's like when they talk about fighting a war overseas and they say, you need to have set goals. You need to say, you know, when we're going to put the most force on it and when it's going to end. And they don't even do that now. You know, there's always kind of pie in the sky where somebody during an election says, hey, I'm going to end it by 2050. But the truth is nowadays, nobody even makes those types of claims because they realize it's impossible. It's, you know, as soon as they kind of make two steps forward, they go three steps back on homelessness. And it's because the large number of people that come from out of state here, the lack of attention to really the root causes of much of the homeless problem, and the lack of a willingness of politicians to really change it. Because as we talked about the homeless industrial complex before, you have a lot of people making money on this, including the politicians. So there's not a lot of incentive there to really change it. So you see these tipping points start to occur in these smaller communities, and they say, nope, enough's enough.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.